February 27, 1895. Dear Brethren, Ellen G. White. Dear Brethren, I would address to you words of counsel. I have received a letter in reference to changes which it is proposed to make in the publication of our periodicals. Questions are asked in reference to these matters. One is, shall our periodicals be combined in one paper or magazine? The writer further says, some suggest that the Review, Home Missionary, and Sabbath School Worker be combined in one paper to be used as our regular church paper, having the Review enlarged to 32 pages and divided up into different departments covering the different lines of work. All three of the papers are designed especially for our own people, and I am not sure but this combination could be effected. Some have thought that the Instructor and Little Friend could also be combined in our church paper. Another suggestion is that the Signs of the Times and the American Sentinel be combined in one Pioneer Missionary paper. I cannot see the wisdom in the policy of having all our periodicals combined into one paper or magazine. Each of our periodicals has its own place and is to do a specific work. Let our brethren inquire, has the necessity of this work and its object changed? If you think so, then wherein? The second proposition is that the Review, Home Missionary, and Sabbath School Worker be combined in one paper to be used as our regular church paper. It is proposed that the Review be enlarged to 32 pages and be divided up into different departments covering the different lines of work. I cannot see wisdom in this. The Review is already large enough for one weekly paper. It carries a precious amount of food to our churches. To unite it with the Home Missionary and Sabbath School Worker would make it too bulky. The small papers, each having its own field, are far more convenient for the use of those who conduct the different lines of work than one large journal would be. The change would be regretted, and after a trial, it would be necessary to return to the present size of the Review. The Lord has given special light in reference to those periodicals and the work they are to accomplish in the church and in the missionary field. Let each journal fill its own place in the great work. Let our brethren put all the tact and wisdom possible into carrying out the very principles which God has made known as those that should control the work. When in all their councils and conference meetings they give evidence that selfishness is dead and their life is hid with Christ in God, then they will see success in wise undertakings. I have anticipated that changes would be proposed that are not wise and which would create perplexity and confusion. I have much to say, but have little time in which to write and prepare matter for this month's mail. I wish it to be distinctly understood, however, that I have no faith in consolidating the work of publication, blending into one that which should remain separate. The blending of the Signs and Sentinel will not be in the order of God. Each has its distinctive work to do. The Signs is a pioneer paper to do a special work. The work of publication was presented to me by the figure which Christ used, the vine. In the different branches of this great work, as in the branches of the vine, there is to be unity in diversity. This is God's plan, the principle which runs through the entire universe. In God's wise arrangement, there is diversity, and yet He has so related each part to others that all work in harmony to carry out His great plan, in extending the knowledge of God and of Jesus Christ whom He hath sent. However there may appear to be dissimilarity, the work is one great whole and bears the stamp of infinite wisdom. God and Christ are one. Christ and His disciples are one. We in Christ and Christ in God. The Lord designs that His work shall move forward in perfect harmony without friction. Jesus said, I am the vine, ye are the branches. The branches are many and diverse, yet all are united in the parent stock. And every branch, although separate, draws its sustenance from the vine stock. I am the vine, ye are the branches. Jesus Christ is in God, the great masterpiece of infinite wisdom and power and sufficiency, from whom all the diversity springs. Each branch bears its burden of fruit, and all together make a harmonious whole, a complete, beautiful unity. This is harmony according to God's order.
The work has been presented to me as, at its beginning, a small, a very small rivulet. The presentation was given to the prophet Ezekiel of waters issuing out from under the threshold of the house eastward, at the south side of the altar. Please read Ezekiel 47, Mark especially verse 8. Then said he unto me, These waters issue out toward the east country, and go down into the desert, and go into the sea, which, being brought forth into the sea, the waters shall be healed. This work was presented to me as expanding to the east, and to the north, and to the islands of the sea, and to all parts of the world. As the work increases, there will be a great and living interest to be managed by human instrumentalities. The work is not to be centered in any one place, not even in Battle Creek. Human wisdom argues that it is more convenient to build up interests where they have already obtained character and influence. Mistakes have been made in this line. Individuality and personal responsibility are thus repressed and weakened. The work is the Lord's, and the strength and efficiency are not all to be concentrated in any one place. Ellen G. White.